beds. I have one that's real high. You could easily put a trunk bed under that. But then at night, of course, you pull it out for children sleeping. You wouldn't put them. I remember just, well, I thought, goodness, wouldn't it be funny up under the bed that way? And then, of course, I never had any experience with one, but I read about trunk beds and all. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be funny, sleeping up under the owl with all those things on top of you? And, of course, the idea is you just roll it out and let the children sleep and then put it back to get out of the way.
Have you ever heard of just putting some
a pallet
on the... Yes.
Mm-hmm, that was called a pallet. Oh. Just that's why you get pallet parties, you know, for the children today. You hear pallet parties.
I see. That's still very much in use then.
Well, I think now they all bring their sleeping bags and things more so, but they frequently would call them pallet parties, you know. But I think as time has gone on, so many of them have sleeping bags of different kinds that they're more apt to bring those. But I know pallet parties have been that's been a well-known name in recent years, you know. But pallet is an old word, because I don't they weren't parties, but I guess a lot of people with a lot of extra company would have to get on a pallet.
Now I have some more terms about land, not necessarily farmland, but what do you call low-lying land along a stream that may be cleared and farmed? It may be underwater perhaps part of the year, but it's really, it can be farmed.
I don't know.
Does bottom land?
Yes, yes.
Low land?
Yes, bottom.
And is that ever used for farming, bottom?
Well, yes. It doesn't mean that it's not not usable. In fact, some bottom land is considered very desirable for crops, but sometimes it might be it might possibly be later. It might be later in being able to plant because it's low. But it's supposed to be as opposed to hill land. It's supposed to really be better. But it would be possible to have some that was perhaps I think you might at some point have some that would be a little bit too, I'll say soggy, but I think bottom land is considered desirable in our part of the country.
What kind of terms would people used to describe this desirability? I mean, the land is very, how would they say?
Well, I think they'd say it's a good acreage, or they would say good production, or...
Do they use rich, or...
Oh, yes, they say rich,
Fertile?
But I thought you meant other than rich. I think they would be very common expressions.
And suppose that it's not usable, it's so wet that it's not usable, what do you call it?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it. I don't know what you'd call it if it was... I don't think of the right word for that.
Do